This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We're up to Mishnah Chav Beis of Perek Gimel. Hashem, tomorrow we're going to make the big siyum on the third Perek. For today, the Mishnah says, Hu Haya Oimer. We're up to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is talking, and he said, Kol shechach mosa merubah mimaisav. Anybody whose chachma is merubah mimaisav, dahainu, that means he learns a lot of Torah, but he doesn't mekayim the Torah nebuch. So what is he doim it to? Lamahu doim, what is he similar to? What is he comparable to? Le'ilosh anov of merubah, anov of merubin, to a tree that has a lot of branches, v'sharoshim water, but has very little roots. The roots are not so stark, doesn't have too many roots. And the marshal over here is very good because the ma'aseh mitzvahs, they're the shroshim. The chochmos is the anofim, but the shroshim is the ma'aseh mitzvahs. So what happens is, v'aruach bo, v'aykaratoi, v'aykhatu alponov. A wind comes, and since it's not deep-rooted, and the roots are, there's not too many roots, so it comes along the wind and knocks it over, flips it on its face. Since it's not well-rooted, so too a person who has a lot of chokhmah, but his chokhmah will not be misguided if it doesn't come through fruition, through his ma'isim. The pasuk says, in Yirmiyah Yudzayin Vav, Shenema V'hoya Ka'aror Ba'arava, an Aror Ba'arava, Aror Ba'arava is like an Eitz Boidein, a individual tree, and all desolate that's growing, not too many leaves, and it's growing in the midbar. And even in the time of when the rains come, it doesn't margish any really shinoi. It sits in a place of desolate and worn out, dry from the hot sun. It's always beating on it in the midbar. Eretz Malecha, an area that doesn't produce too many plants, too much trees. It's kilo like this melach over there, Eretz Malecha, like salt. A land of salt, like Seishav, and there's no Yishav. But if it's Ma'aseh Merubah Mechochmosoi, Dahainu, his Iker, Ratzon, his goal, his plan, his agenda is to do ma'isim toivim. Then, b'mahu toim le'ilah shanofim b'watim. He doesn't have so many branches and leaves, but shoroshim merubin, he has a lot of roots. It's deep rooted, strong rooted. Shafil kol ruach shabayim boys. Even if all the winds of the world come, v'noishes bo, those winds blow against this tree strongly. And the mezizah in Kaim, it doesn't move from its place. Shemar, v'hoyakei shosol pal gimayim. It's like the ace that's planted al pal gimayim on the areas of water. Al mayim slichayim al mayim. That's the hill in this year. Al v'yeis shosol al mayim v'al yuvo yishal shorosol, and it sends forth al yuva on the nachal of the mayim, on the stream of water yishal shorosol. It sends forth. It's heavily watered, and the roots are spreading forth and deep rooting all over. V'lo yira ki yava yichoyim. It won't worry. Nothing will happen when the choyim comes. The heat comes. V'yaleh oranon. The leaves will be very fresh. It's always fresh. V'shnas batzors lo yidug. You won't worry. You won't have to worry even at a time of when there's no water. There's no water around. V'yomish masos pri peri. And it will never stop from producing fruits because since it's deep-rooted and since it grows by the areas of the waters, so Mela, it has tremendous power to continue. And that's the person who's doing Maisim, a person who is about Maisim Toivim, and he has your Shemayim. So Mela, nothing, all the deis HaPrakoizma, all the different winds that are blowing out there will not move him. It's a very, very important yesoid, especially in our times. And we're in times now today when there's a lot of winds blowing out there, a lot of different disruptive winds blowing out there, a lot of noise being made out there. We have to stay strong rooted. We have to stay very, very cautious to our roots and not go far from them. You know, they say the famous line, they say from Yaakov, they say, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. That usually to bring out how children usually follow in the derech. So someone is said to Rabbi Yaakov, this vart, they said, what's the pshat we find today that children never, a lot of children are going off the beaten path, the track of the with their parents, grandparents. He says, when do you find that an apple doesn't fall from the tree? When it's taka, the winds are not strong. But if you have heavy, strong winds, the apple can fall far from the tree. We have the door where the winds are blowing fanatically. The winds are blowing so strong. There's not only winds, there's tornadoes are coming in the form of all different types of Yetzirah, disguised Yetzirahs. Yetzirahs that they never dreamed of in the previous Doris. The Moshe finds to say that, you know, in those Doris, when they used to live in the shtetl, a person, you know, had to go so far. And if you get together, you know, he said, we see him one day here more than he saw in a year. The preachers that we see today, in one day, is more than they saw in a year in the shtetl, when they lived in the shtetl. And today, a person just walking past the newsstand, he said, could Mamish he get messed up royally, could get really messed up, and many, many months of avodah could be ruined with one walking past the newsstand with one bad lens. And that was a Moshe's time before we had the phones and everything else that distracting and all the schmutz. So today, the winds are blowing heavily. The only way is to go back to the roots, find the roots and go back to them and remain heavily connected to your roots, which means the Rebbeim and your parents, your grandparents, those who follow the Derech HaTorah, and through that you remain solid.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.